is a lot of new penalties, but that's kind of the new game. So obviously as a young player, you want to get on the ice, you want to be able to feel comfortable to showcase what you can do. So being a part of the special teams is really important. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to be able to kill some penalties and get back doing that. I didn't do it at all last year, so it was nice to get back doing that.
You know the penalties are coming and that they're going to clamp down on that a little bit. Is it hard to get rid of that second nature of, you know, poking at a guy's stick?
Yeah, well, you know, it goes both ways. Being a, you know, a guy that's strong on the puck, it can happen the other way against you, and it's a way to, you know, create opportunities to score for your team. So I think it goes both ways. I love special teams. I prided myself in earlier in my career, and, you know, even still today, as being a really good net front guy on the power play, and I scored a lot of goals that way. And so I love, you know, that way that the game, there's a lot of penalties, a lot of PKs. It makes it exciting. It's fun. So that's all good.
Brennan, you appear to have gained a step since I talked to you last. Tell me a little bit about it. What do you do to prepare for this camp as opposed to your first couple?
Well, I think I just made some changes in my training and in my diet and in my routine, and so it's, you know, it feels like it's paying off. I'm at a lighter weight, and it's, you know, the game's going that way. So even for a bigger, fit, more physical guy, I think you got to be able to move at a high pace and be quick. And so I feel more comfortable this way.
Are you comfortable playing a bottom six role in this hockey club?
Absolutely. I mean, my dad had a pretty good career. He broke in that way. A lot of guys that play the way I do break in that way, and I'm happy to do that. I'm not the type of person that would ever be, you know, satisfied in a bottom six role. But with that being said, I'd love to, you know, play in the NHL as quick as possible. And if it's in a bottom six role, I'd be more than happy to do it. And, you know, I know I can. There's parts of my game that can be really effective, even with limited ice. And so I'm excited for the opportunity.
What are the keys when you try to straddle that line? I mean, it's one thing to say, but it's another thing to have to do and try to find out where the line is, especially in a game like today when there's a lot of penalties being called.
Well, I think it's pretty simple. You know, you want to be a guy that moves his feet, a guy that gets pucks in behind defenders, that's in their face, that's hard to play against. So straddling the line, really, it's easy to say. It's hard to explain, but it really is just being hard. Just being hard to play against is really all it means. And so when you cross that line, you're too hard. You know, you're in their face too much. You're after the whistle, or your stick's coming up, or you're, you know, giving guys shots late. But really, just giving them the shots at the right time, the right place on the ice. You know, being conscious of where your stick is, and you know, when you're getting pucks deep and making D's turn, you know, sticks are going to come up, and you know, guys are going to take penalties that way. And that's what I, you know, try to do.
When Scarboza gets that hit, it's a little high. Is that just instinctive of you that to maybe send a message there? I mean, it's not a way that you're trying to impress a coach. That's just sort of instilled in you.
Well, I mean, no. Yeah, it has nothing to do with the coach. I think that's just the nature of the type of person and the type of player that I try to be and the player that I am. And, you know, we're all out here competing, and we're competing for jobs. And so, it just happens naturally.